once again to Never Tell Me the Odds, the Star Wars RPG podcast. The artifact has been stolen by none other than Gunn the Bounty Hunter and his sidekick, the Jawa Nwanda. We join our crew as they're in hot pursuit through the halls of the pagoda-like hotel.
Derek, you see, Ordara comes out and she was like, whoa. Kid's got an arm, whoever this is.
So then,
but she's got that like gun case slung over her back, and she's like dressed up and ready to go.
So Derek's gonna run these stairs to try to meet Dara.
Dara?
Confidence saga.
Boom, boom.
Okay. So now he's thinking in terms of possibly the coolest comic character he's ever come across, a young narcissist named Tyler Adams out of Miami, Florida. Who's a YouTube star. So he's gonna, as he's running, he's gonna say his Tyler Adams YouTube catchphrase to get him, like, I'm about to talk to this girl, I got something cool. So it's, what up, tubers, it's your boy. He says that.
What? Tubes up. What up? Can you say it again?
It's, what up, tubers, it's your boy.
There we have it.
What up,
That's
tubers?
That's the name of the episode. Mm-hmm.
Let's do this.
I'll give you a bonus die to your next roll there, whatever that is, because that's great.
Basically, he's still not sure, like, what's really going on. He knows he threw that, it looked cool, hurt that guy. So now he's going to capitalize on that.
Okay.
And talk to this chica.
Amazing.
Can he get to her?
Yeah, you can get to her, no problem.
He's going to roll a cool and is trying to strike up the dopest conversation.
Let's do it. So this is opposed by her. This is just to make a cool introduction. So just two purple on this one.
Thanks.
And you get to add a bonus die because that was a dope intro line, clearly.
So he like, what up, tubers? It's your boy. As he's like running down, he's like, oh, yeah, like, be cool, Derek, be cool. And he gets to her. He's going to roll it up. Whoa. What
just
happened?
Oh, no.
Boost didn't do anything. So that is one success, one threat.
That's solid. So your goal was to try and appear pretty cool.
Yeah.
Tubers? So. What's the... Tubers? That's kind of funny. What's your... do I know you?
Not yet.
Seen you... I feel like I've seen your face around somewhere.
Kind of have that face.
She's like looking at you. One threat, you said?
Yeah, one threat.
You're from... You've got those, the Wanted posters.
Yeah.
And you remember you actually were. So after the whole event and episodes 1, 2, and 3, if you guys haven't listened to those scenes yet, Derek, Gippy, and Lorik have all been highlighted by the Empire as wanted, and there's a huge bounty on your heads.
So I'm like, yeah, me and my crew are wanted, but I'd like to think that I'm needed.
My crew!
Oh! Sick.
That's amazing.
She laughs again in spite of herself. I mean... God, you're kind of a bad boy, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
She's digging it. Yeah.
Really quick, just to set the scene, there's a fire spreading on...
No one's paying any attention to Lord Food.
I'm on my back. He's going through the kitchen. Gunn just pulled a real bloody blade out of Lorik.
Yeah, and I'm crying and I hear some tumors.
Derek, the one thing you do notice is she seems to be kind of out in front of the door finishing getting ready. And it seems like she was putting something away in like a satchel, just a shoulder satchel she has. Just you couldn't quite see what it was, but something kind of smallish and handheld as you come around the corner. She's looking a little like startled.
Yeah.
But then you put her on her ease. Okay. She's actually going to respond with a charm check, which is normally like, so it's kind of charm and cool play off of each other as you guys meet cute here in the burning hotel.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Don't bring her back to your room. Oh, no.
We got to find a different room. Oh, is your room in this hotel?
I just checked out. Whatever those maids have done to it.
All right, so she rolls a success and four advantage. Yeah, so you say, yeah, you've got a room in here? And you know these guys?
I know these guys.
Wow. All right, it's cool. Hey, well, you know, it's vacation, and I'm just kind of up for whatever.
What kind of childhood did you have, David?
She's a lady by herself off on a beautiful planet like this mining facility, and yeah she's didn't expect to meet a handsome teenage droid.
Yeah.
Hey,
I'm DTF too. To fun.
This is the
Derek's
too much.
Probably somewhere deep inside Derek is going, oh my god, it's working.
He's doing a big old victory dance in his brain.
Okay, so that brings us from Derek, that's going very well, over to Malcolm. So Malcolm, you're on fire. It's on fire. You get back up onto your feet.
So I'm on my back, and I hear, I don't see it, but I hear that yell, Lorik's yell.
Yeah. Or as she did it. My arm!
So, on my back, flames are starting to come up, and I'm looking, like, right past, like, right down my body at this guy going, throwing the doors open. I'm not going to get up.
Oh.
Because I just land, like, this is all happening so fast. I just landed, there's fire all around, and I just see him flip the doors open, right? And I see into the kitchen.
And it's just like swinging doors for the servant bots, and there's like little, like, about the same size of this Jawa, those little saucer-headed droids with just one little, like, camera thing in the middle of their face, and they're like, meow, 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 pushing out carts loaded up with food down these service ramps. And
what I would like to do is I would like to blast him.
But he already got to make a move. You just lose sight of him. I could make it a really difficult check as you're kind of like... So he should be over there and kind of shoot blind through the door and hope you pig him.
Yeah.
That's going to be really hard.
Okay.
Otherwise, you could take a move, close ground on the kitchen, just shoot into the kitchen, but then he won't be close enough to jump down.
So I heard that yell. I'm going to go, Lorik. And what's that? What did you just say in that?
That wasn't a word. That was just pain.
You do see a kind of broken plaster and stuff all around you and this guy standing over him.
Hey, Summer Lovin', go get... The guy that ran to the kitchen.
You say that directing that at Derek?
Yeah.
And Derek's like, what is it with this guy and Grease references? Yeah.
You know that guy?
And I'm going to stand up and I'm going to try to blast gun in the back of the head.
Okay, just open and fire. I like it.
Yeah. This is more important. Yeah.
Okay.
That's probably important on some other level. I don't care.
Gotcha, cool.
I just know he stole from us, and I don't like that.
Well, you know, to the extent that this is a literal key to untold wealth for you guys. So if you manage to get this thing and get to that asteroid and unlock whatever is there, presumably it's a treasure trove that will make you whatever you want to buy, you can buy it.
Like, would you go back for the treasure, or would you go get revenge against Gun?
I'm like, damn it! And then I'm going to open up on him. So he doesn't see me, right? Because he's standing over.
Yeah.
Do I get any advantage?
Yeah. I'm going to give you a boost die on that.
Great.
I'm also going to give you 2 purple difficulty because that's just regular. You're within range.
Okay. But I'm going to spend a light side. So that's 2 green, a yellow, and a boost die versus 2 purple.
Okay. So we got 4 dark side, 2 light side points on the table. Roll it up. No failures on that.
So that's 2 advantage.
So no successes, no failures, which means it's a wash, means you miss him. It's a failure. But you have 2 advantage. That's a sucky roll. So you heft your blaster carbine, you get him in your sights, and you fire, and just like you're just about to squeeze the trigger, and then all of a sudden, like, Lorik's up, and like you have to like jerk just slightly, and it just misses, and it hits a flaming cherry's jubilee that's being wheeled out by like a droid, and like explodes, and like flaming liqueurs like fall over the droid's head, and it's all like,
could it just be a cherry's jubilee and then it catches fire and then
everyone applauds?
That's how they like created cherry's jubilee. Yeah, so,
like, it is 2 advantage. I'm sorry, I was gonna treat that like 2 threat. So yeah, everyone turns and goes,
What the fuck's wrong with you people?
Okay, yeah.
Malcolm Jubilees.
Can I draw his attention off of Lorik?
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, he looks down at Lorik. Lorik's whimpering.
Like a child.
Looks towards you. You're standing up there. Hate written on your face. Gun loaded and locked. So he sees that as just a warning shot. So he turns towards you and then, yeah, just drops back and goes. Ching.
Round 3, utensils.
Yeah. So you got just no expression, blank eyes.
Pop a hole in that fish tank.
Lorik.
Oh, sorry. Quick character note. Whenever Malcolm does something heroic,
mm-hmm.
Daughtry's playing in his head.
Was that so a band?
It negates everything.
Awesome. Lorik, you're up. Gun turns away from you, steps back, looks towards this guy, and you can see him tense up like he's like focusing entirely on that guy.
I imagine nobody saw where the obelisk fell.
You want to make a perception check?
That's
to see?
What I'm going to do is I'm on the floor, I'm just kind of like, oh.
Are you staying prone on the floor?
You know what, I'm going to be prone.
Okay, then I'm going to give you 3 purple on it. However, you're able to take your time. You're not pressured right now because you're kind of tricking him, so take a boost die.
Yeah.
Gosh, I got to give you a setback die too because you are feeling searing pain in your shoulder.
You're not under any pressure, but he's standing over you with blood on his blade.
Oh, God, I really need to find that thing.
You want to use light side points?
I don't think I'm in an emotional state to use those yet.
I'm gonna roll it up.
Okay.
Says Lorik.
Well, the good news is I succeed.
Good.
The bad news is with one threat.
So you're trying to figure out where did it fall, and it looks like it must be... You're the only one to notice this. No one else notices it. You're like, where would it have fallen? And you see where the Jawa was running, and you're like, it must have been over by... And then you see Adara and Derek. Must have been right over by them.
Oh.
And you see like a little bit of it sticking out of part of the back of her satchel.
Bitch.
But then the Flaming Cherry's Jubilee lands on your fur. And before you can tell anybody else, your fur is covered with sticky burning syrup. So you're going to have to put that out before you can relay this information to anybody. You guys do not know that yet.
This is actually the best situation for Andrew not to be here. He's changing floors or even having stairs.
Oh, man.
This movement is the worst thing ever.
He's in the service elevator right now trying to get down to the action. Fourth floor. Oh, they're on the third floor now. All right.
He's just dying. Ping. Ping.
No, not up. I was in an elevator the other day, and it had an incredibly optimistic passenger capacity. It said 31 people. No more than 31 people in this elevator. And I was like,
there's no way.
If you got some slim people and just lined them up six to a row, five files deep, and just packed them in as tight as possible, you could get 30. I don't know how you're getting 31.
Baby.
Yeah, it's true. 31 babies wouldn't be a trouble at all. I guess I didn't think of that.
That would be horrible.
They should specify what age.
31 babies alone in an elevator.
I kind of want to
push the button.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Wookiee is on fire, covered with Flaming Cherries Jubilee, or Malcolm Jubilee.
You're welcome.
Derek is standing over there, chilling out, real cool, next to Adara, who's kind of digging it.
Yeah.
Like, surprisingly alive for how cool we've seen Derek be, but that's working out. And then Malcolm is furious with impotent rage. Would that be fair to say?
No, it was a warning shot.
So we're there, and then we've got a Jawa who's just run into a kitchen, and you don't know what's going on over there. Gun turns around, looks up three floors towards seeing you, and then he grabs one of the tables, which is those serving bots have continued to like start serving regardless to all this, flips it over. There's this clatter as big silver plates of boiled tomatoes and strange Star Wars-y things as well. Weird green tubers and a cream sauce and things like that clatter to the ground. Yeah, but it's delicious to you.
Right.
You're from that universe. Yeah. Clatter to the ground and spill everywhere. Pushes that up as cover and then kunk and draws a, puts like
wait,
a...
Wait, all in one motion, David? His blades are out. All right, David, it's your world.
Okay, that's true. I guess he has to retract his blades. And it's going to shoot from cover. So this is like a round table, and it's gigantic, too. So it's probably as tall as he is on its side. So it's kind of at an angle. It's up on its legs, and he's just, like, leaning out around one corner and just takes a shot at you. Unfortunately, he's not as great of a shot as he is in melee. Two purple. Four yellows and a green. So he's stronger than you. He puts his blaster rifle up. You can see him sight with it, and then... not a great roll. He misses, but he has two advantage on it. Misses you, hits the wall behind him, but he is going to recover from it, some of his strain from that ball attack. So he starts, his balls are starting to be less numb now. Jawa, like I said, is still gone. He's apparently just booking it off with your artifact. And Dara is up next to you and goes, well, yeah, this conversation's going well. it looks like your friends are lighting this entire place on fire, and there's bounty hunters hunting them down. What is this all about?
A little bit of this.
So,
bullshit my way through this.
You said you know them though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, look, why don't you...
So your crew.
Yeah, they're my peeps.
Why don't we get someplace a little less crazy? I mean, this place is burning down. Or maybe we should put out the fire? What do you think?
I don't think there's enough water in this world to put out this fire.
Oh!
Boom! Derek, killing it.
That's the princess points.
I can't wait to hear your vows when you get married.
Oh no, they're gonna be long and dirty.
So she goes. You want to come back to my room?
Derek's like.
I think there's a fire extinguisher in there.
Oh yeah. And he's like, yes, of course. Unrespectfully takes her hand. And he kisses like he's seen
uh-huh.
gentlemen do.
makes a little kiss sound with his robot mouth. Meep.
But a few things happen. He's okay. aware of the flat metal brass knuckles, but he's trying to play it off like he doesn't know those exist.
That's right, because he saw that.
But because he's a droid, he's metal, and that's metal, it does create like a spark, which is like a very like, ooh, like romantic thing. So he like kisses her hand, there's a slight spark that both catches them both by surprise. And then he is like, I think your room is an excellent place for us to go. She turns to the room, and then when her back is in, he's like, doing like a really
little bad, victory, like
little victory
dance. Air punch. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to get footage from Crit Juice and Never Tell Me the Odds of Daniel's romantic interactions. Your moves are amazing. Just have a special just about your.
Yeah. We got to find that.
Okay. Yeah.
Best of
these types of games, all my characters are so much smoother.
I love it.
I'm playing in reserve that I didn't know I had. I'm just like, this is fucking great. Why can I actually do this? All
right, does she need to make another charm check to try and get you back to the room, or is this a foregone conclusion?
It's a pretty done deal, but in Dare's head, he doesn't say out loud, but he thinks of another moment in one of the issues with Paul Beeman, and he's like, well, this takes a whole new meaning to third base.
can I just ask, is Derek at all terrified for what happens once the doors close?
Yeah. She's not going to know it, but he's going to be like, oh, good God. You've mentally plotted this out for the past 4 years.
Just remember the diagrams.
Yeah,
there's no way you can live up to expectations.
Just follow the course. You know what to do. He's not thinking, oh crap, I'm a drawer. He's like,
right, yeah.
This is going to be my first time. It's with this hot woman. This is going to be great.
But then I think about comic books, and they go panel to panel. So I'd love to see once he's in the middle of it, wait, how the hell do I get from this position to this position to the next panel?
Other people being close to the sheet.
Yeah.
So he's like, he's just going to crawl to bed with the sheet.
That was great.
Yes. I know. Amazing. I'm satisfied.
Well, I guess I'm satisfied. All right. So Derek and Adara Organa, played by Karen Allen.
Indiana Jones, Karen Allen.
That's right. 1980s Karen Allen, mid-80s, wearing kind of cool, rugged adventurer's gear. So she's got like a duster that she wears, you know, like leather duster, but it's made out of like kind of like a very pale leather, like a dusky blue. I guess she doesn't have her hat on right now. So it's just her beautiful hair and her bright, sparkling eyes. Grabs Derek's hand and leads her back to her room, which weirdly enough is also your room, Lorik and Malcolm.
That's right. Yeah. She doesn't have a room.
I'm sorry about this mess. And she leads you in and shuts the door, and you guys lose sight of him. So, you know, there's one thing I was hoping maybe we could try. And then she lifts up a pair of handcuffs. You're into this, right?
like racking his brains if he ever... There's like a police series he never really got into. He's like, and for a second, he kind of like says, like, am I in trouble? And then as she like looks at me, I was like, wait, how old is this droid? And he goes, officer...
All right, we cut away from that.
Okay, I keep doing this, but time out really quick again. So the fire, the shooting, guns pulled up the table.
Yeah, someone's shooting at you from behind a table at your flaming wall.
Right, flames, there's the dessert tray.
120 feet away from that.
And then there's a hand kiss and leading, and I'm looking at him, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, there's a couple different movies taking place at the
same
time.
Get out of my room!
What are they doing on my bed?
Time out!
Derek and Adara go into the room. You guys see the door close. And that brings us over to Malcolm. Now, things are actually starting to get quite hot here, so I'm going to start putting setback dice on you because you are standing in these flames still.
Right. There's nothing around me. It's just a hallway.
Yeah. And room doors every, 40 feet or so. There's not a ton of rooms. There's maybe, 10 or 12 rooms on each floor.
What kind of table is he behind?
Just these banquet tables that are getting set up. So each one's about 6 feet long.
What's it made of?
They seem to be wood, like most things in here, or maybe plasteel.
I think I can shoot the table. I'm going to shoot through the table. If I don't, then I'd want to run into one of the bedrooms,
because
I know what they look like. Grab a desk and ride that down to Gunn's face.
That might be your better choice.
Derek, get your ass out of my room and get into the fight. You, I'll be right back. And I point to Gunn, kicking the door.
The one right behind you?
Yeah.
Okay,
and then
the door's already on fire.
I just want to find the hardest, most sturdy. Like if it's a desk, if it's a nightstand, I want to write something big down this bastard.
There's a bed.
Yeah, I don't think I can get that through the door.
Yeah, probably not. Okay, yeah, then there's probably like a hotel style desk with some drawers in the side. No one ever uses it.
Great. So I'm fired up, and I'm just gonna come charging. I want to just go flying off the edge right at him.
So go ahead and make a check. So you bust in, door is in. You guys see him disappear for a second. Comes out a second later. Pushing the desk?
Or if I can, just pick it up and, like, with it in front of me, just run right off the edge.
In a battering room?
Yeah, like a battering room.
And jump all the way out and try and hit him with the whole desk. Wow. Okay, I'm going to give you three purple.
Okay.
But also, everything's on fire. So I'm going to give you a setback die on that as well. So three purple and one black.
Athletics?
One black setback die. Athletics. You want to upgrade any of your force points?
Yeah, we're going big.
Okay.
So three yellow, one green versus three purple and one setback. Let's go. Darren.
What is that?
So that's three success, two threat.
Okay, awesome. So you come full... Pick this thing up. You're like, oh, that's heavy. And then you just get it up, charge out the door, just barely clear the sides, out to the railing, which you just smash through, breaks it apart like matchsticks, jump out over the edge, leading with this desk, come flying out. And then so you smash into the table, I guess. It just breaks to pieces. And then you come pounding onto Gun. So the you slam into him with the table. He's going to take some damage on that. So three success total. What is your brawn?
Brawn is... four green.
That damage plus your number of successes, so seven damage. Plus, this thing's pretty big and heavy, so we're going to give you plus two more. So it's doing nine damage as you come slamming into this guy. But these two blades just come up through the desk. Like you can see that he got like the two blades slide out. So it's like, wham! You hit him. He's down flat on the ground. But then it's like,
chink, chink.
Yeah, like two blades come up through either side of you. And the desk just goes... psh! Slices through it, comes staggering up to his feet, and like throws all the rubble off, waving a little bit on his feet, a little scuffed up now, both blades out, facing you down. Yeah, so he's looking a little woozy. Lorik, you're on fire with Cherry's Jubilee.
Yes. Is there a large pitcher of water or like a heavy tablecloth?
Some other you could definitely pull. There's like droids are coming out with like a bunch of pitchers of ice water on a cart. You could grab those. However, if you fail on your force roll, you're just doing this while on.
Yeah.
If you fail on your force roll, you're just outstretching one hand while on fire.
Do I roll this?
Yeah, roll up your one force die. So you're taking your force die out, roll it up. If you get white side points, it works. Dark side
points.
Even though you're on fire and you're like, that's a hard thing to get your concentration, you just like adrenaline it and just the whole like tray that they're on like rumbles towards you really quick and then just hits like the upturned table and then they'll fly out and just douse you with water.
Looks like that Wookiee's all wet.
Quips the Wookiee in Wookiee. Yep, looking good. You're not on fire anymore.
Well,
you could strain if you wanted to run.
I will walk up to the stairs, right?
Okay, yeah. So you head over to the stairs to get up to the...
So now I know... I know. Now Malcolm knows what Logan must have felt like. He's in the thick of it. These two are going in the room to bang. You're going up to do room service. And he just wrote a table down on top of this guy for you.
I just magicked water on me.
To you!
You're like, this guy's pretty dangerous. Malcolm, you handle him.
Yeah, I just used the force for a tablecloth.
Interesting, somewhere Gary Oldman is going, oh no. I'm worried. Okay.
He should be. He chose poorly.
When he's at the Jedi meetups talking about their apprentices.
My Padawan's grown much this in time. She's just slain a whole nest of Blundarks. What about yours, Gary Oldman?
Oh, he's sick again.
Yeah. Lorik's doing fine. Pretty great right now.
Yep.
Okay. Lorik, you go up the stairs. You get to Derek's, or I guess Adara, and Malcolm's room.
My just room.
As the door opens and Adara comes out with Derek in handcuffs, kind of shackled in front. Derek's looking very confused, I imagine.
Hi, Derek.
Yeah.
Hey. There's like just like, do
I do it? You're in handcuffs coming out of a room and you have to wonder, did I do it? That's amazing.
Out of the kitchen comes Nawanda pushing a whole one of these trays it's loaded up with blades and flaming desserts and stuff like that, being like, gonna get you! Like, coming, like, running out, like, about to pull basically a Malcolm, but with just a napalm loaded up serving tray.
What a Malcolm.
Yeah. Dora goes, wait! Everybody stop! Gun, stand down!
Wait, she says that?
Yeah, she says that.
Oh, I knew it.
You did?
Yeah.
I have your crew member.
I had some ideas.
I have the artifact. Now, I want all of you to give up right now. I'm claiming the bounty on your heads. 20,000 credits apiece. Assuming I can find that slippery fish man somewhere.
Hard to miss.
It goes very quiet. You just go... Rub-a-dub-a-dub.
Sorry to break your heart, she says, looking at Malcolm. And then looks over to Derek. Both of you.
Wait a minute, what?
Strictly in it for the money.
Okay, strictly in it for money makes you a whore.
Nookie. You just had a Limp Bizkit.
Limp Bizkit? What do you mean, heart? You're going to die still. You're going to die second unless you come down here and apologize.
Nothing to apologize for. It's a cutthroat galaxy. I do appreciate you taking my fiver. Of course, I had a tracking device installed in the handle, so we've been able to follow you.
You fool!
Across the
you
whole
fool.
Galaxy.
We had him! Derek.
And Derek.
She's got like a blaster underneath your chin.
Well, so she has this and a blaster on my chin?
I think she's not holding on to those. You just have shackles on your hands.
Okay.
And she's probably got an arm. She's giving you the grip. As things get a little intense, she gets her blaster out and puts it underneath your chin there, Derek. Goes, Dot? No. You wouldn't want your poor friend to lose his head, would you?
He's a droid. Isn't that like a thing?
You don't
want to... like a comedy?
Who's it? Wait, what?
What are you talking about, droid?
And then he says another Tyler Adams YouTuber thing. I'm like, I don't subscribe to this.
Still playing it cool. Still playing it cool, huh? No, I'm afraid that things are going Adar's way at long last. May not have a home to go back to anymore since Alderaan was destroyed, but that doesn't matter. Because I'm going to live like a queen with 60,000 credits to keep me and my friends in the money. I've been needing a new ship.
How many friends do you have right now?
Casey, she says, taking out a comm link and going, I want you to bring the ship around. And then hear a little voice in the ear, which all of you can hear for some reason. Voiced by Melissa McCarthy. Going, I can't do a Melissa McCarthy voice, so here we go. I think we've got some trouble, boss.
It was Melissa McCarthy physically, if you guys could see.
Yeah. What do you mean? And then all of a sudden, bam, the front doors are slammed open, and sweeping inwards come an Imperial officer flanked by a dozen stormtroopers. And this front person coming in, it's a woman, very severe and arch, big black head of bun hair coming back. And it's, of course, Commander Eartha Kitt, played by Eartha Kitt, whose name has not yet been totally established in the chronology.
Although I'm pretty sure it's Candace Plortman.
Although I believe it's actually Commander Vola of the Imperial Forces.
You got a big crew.
Luanda, the Jaws over there, is going, uh-oh, boss, Imperials! Adar O'Ganna. It's no problem. It just speeds up the handover and the exchange of credits.
Wait, he's with you too?
Oh, sweet, sweet Malcolm.
Sweet nothing.
It was pretty easy to pull this one over on you, I'm afraid. Nwanda and Gunn are both part of my crew, along with my pilot, KC. And we've had your number from the very beginning.
Here's my number. It's just single digits.
Flipping her off?
Flipping her off.
I don't think you're going anywhere. This whole building's surrounded. No one's getting out.
Don't worry about that. I've got everything you need right here. These are the wanted men, and I have the artifact.
Then hand them over.
We'll do that once we've exchanged credits.
Better yet, the building surrounded. Kill them all. Can I do that?
Please do. I was hoping you would. What? Kill them all? Listen, we had a deal.
Oh, such a pity.
Sweeping in from behind you, by the way, coming in through the stormtroopers kind of part, comes a kind of shaggy-looking, dark-haired guy. He's wearing long, brown Jedi robes, played by, of course, Sam Rockwell, returning onto the scene. The very same evil Sith Jedi it seems like you guys encountered on that temple planet in the first couple episodes. coming.
Malcolm's never seen him.
Malcolm's never seen him, has no idea. Mm-hmm. But Gary's other character, what was your other character?
Logan
may have been stabbed through the heart by him.
Or was.
Yeah, or was.
While everyone took off. Yeah. He tried the hockey shirt, the first hockey shirt ever in the Star Wars universe. Hockey shirt of Jedi.
And you successfully did it.
Yeah.
But then he immediately rectified his shirt and
stabbed you. Yeah. Yeah, but gave enough time for everyone else to get away. So it was the heroic
stand-up. And then they named the ship after something else.
Jonathan Doopey.
Yeah.
He was an angel taken before his time.
A shitty little green angel.
He was my shitty little green angel.
Sam Rockwell's Jedi comes walking in. You might remember he went by the name Typhon Soot.
Ah, hello, Typhon.
Hey. Again, played by Sam Rockwell. He's, by the way, Sam Rockwell, think like Charlie's Angels, kind of. He's a little bit shaggier. He was wearing the Jedi robes. Yeah. All right, yeah. He's limbering up his arms as he comes into the room there. Looks like the party's, it's getting started, huh?
Wait, excuse me, quick
question. There's a little friction between them, too. So you're in charge, and he doesn't like the fact that you're in charge. He's been demoted, by the way. You would know this. Ever since he fucked up on Alderaan, he's been demoted. You're his direct command now, but he doesn't like that.
Quick question. So... those robes,
you're actually asking this in-game.
In-game, sorry, yeah. Malcolm raises his hands. Those robes, you use the Force, right? That's what it's called? Like, you're a Jedi, right? With your...
He, like, rolls his head around on his neck. What's it to you, buddy?
Well, I was thinking I could use the Force to shove this gun up your ass and pull the trigger.
Ooh, I'm going to look forward to pops his collar, taking you out.
Yow!
And then he does, like, a little, like, leg kick. Like a little spin. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back again next week. Until then, may the Force be with you.